From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Firefighters are searching the scorched remnants of a 24-story Grenfell Tower apartment complex in London for victims of an early Wednesday blaze that killed at least 12 and sent dozens to the hospital, many critically injured. The inferno was one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Amina Sharif was a witness.
It went literally up. It started firing from the outside all the way to the roof and then all the way down. And then by then we can see a lot of children and a lot of mothers and fathers screaming for help, 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 and putting their hands on the window and asking us to help them. And we couldn't do nothing. And we can see like the stuff on the side was falling off, collapsing. And we were just standing there hopeless, screaming, and they were screaming.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control of the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade official Steve Apter said crews were still dousing flames early Thursday.
There are still pockets of fire yet to be extinguished in particularly difficult places to reach. And hence I've said we will be on scene for a long time.
The cause of the fire still not known. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken.
Of course, once the scene is secure, once the recovery is complete, then an investigation will take place into the cause of the fire.
The incident could delay her announcement on forming a new government following last week's election. A hostage-taking and suicide bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu ended Thursday after Somali security forces killed five remaining attackers holed up with hostages in a restaurant. At least 18 were killed when al-Shabaab insurgents rammed explosive-laden car into the entrance of the posh hotel and took captives in the next-door restaurant. This is VOA News. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is said to be in critical condition after undergoing surgery for wounds sustained in a shooting in suburban Washington Wednesday. Scalise was practicing for a charity baseball game when a gunman identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, opened fire before being killed by security officers. Three others were wounded. Timothy Slater is an agent with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Obviously, we are looking to glean what we can from the contents regarding his electrical devices that he owned. Law enforcement has reason to believe that the shooter has been in Alexandria, Virginia area since March of this year. The FBI has issued again seeking information poster that is located on our website, asking the public to come forward with information on the shooter.
While no motive has been firmly established, Hodgkinson had posted material on social media critical of President Donald Trump and was a member of anti-Republican groups. After the shooting, Speaker Paul Ryan took to the House floor appealing for unity.
We are united. We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
President Trump, who visited the wounded congressman, denounced the shooting as a very brutal assault. In San Francisco, a United Parcel Service employee opened fire at one of the company's package delivery facilities Wednesday, killing three co-workers before taking his own life. Two other UPS employees were wounded. An Iraqi police commander said Iraqi forces repelled a major counterattack by Islamic State Wednesday south of the old city of Mosul. He said dozens of IS fighters were killed. Iraq also claimed to have captured the Zanjili district north of the city's historic center. U.S. Major General Joseph Martin, commander of the Combined Joint Forces land component, said the military defeat of Islamic State in Iraq is inevitable, pointing to Mosul as an example.
Since last October, the ISF have liberated hundreds of thousands of civilians in Mosul, and life is returning to normal in portions of the city. I recently walked the streets of East and West Mosul, and I saw for myself that markets and their businesses are reopening. Civilians are moving around the city and living their lives.
Meanwhile, in Syria, witnesses said IS militants in the embattled city of Raqqa are disguising themselves as civilians to avoid intensifying U.S.-led airstrikes and shooting anyone trying to escape. U.S. Defense Department said an Iranian military vessel trained a laser on an American helicopter accompanying three warships in the Strait of Hormuz Tuesday. It also shined a spotlight on the U.S. formation, describing the encounter as both unsafe and unprofessional. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.